So you have a project to propose?
No, it's not a proposal. It's been accepted and is ongoing. We just need additional financial backing.
I know it's important to you. You put your heart into things.
I do or did?
You do. She was suddenly uncomfortable, disarmed. It was what had gotten to her then, 3 years ago. He seemed to know her, to read beyond the outward, to reach to the hidden part of her. And yet, he wouldn't uncover himself. He remained hidden, and that put an end to them, if there ever had been a beginning. But why dwell on what she thought? Hadn't she had many adventures? Too many to be bothered by them. But they were not like the one with him.
How have you been?
Working.
Is that all?
Are you going to give me a lecture about sports again?
No, I'm not doing anything here except...
You see, you haven't changed. Shall we go and pick up your proposal? You know he expects a thorough study. Remember, I told you my boss was very demanding.
You know, I didn't realize that the man you talked about was Bakir.
Perhaps that's best. They started going out of the center of the room, away towards the door. Something banged. There was a hush, and they saw that the doors had closed. Ilona shrugged her shoulders and stepped forward. Suddenly, she felt Hatem's fingers press into her elbow with such force that she almost cried out in pain and tried to look to him, but something caught her eye. Metal. Metal tubing slung over a shoulder with the end pointed towards her.
She took another step and recoiled. The barrel of a submachine gun was pointed at her, and the gun was held by a man who looked very incongruous with it because he was just like everyone else, dressed in a dark suit. He was dark-skinned, and there was another submachine gun next to him, held by another man dressed in a dark business suit, and he was tall and fair, with a shock of red hair. Ilona moved her eyes and saw a woman in a long evening dress, a woman with fine features and slanted eyes, and she was holding a gun. Ilona blinked. She certainly had too little sleep, and so was having a nightmare. She opened her eyes. They were still there. She tried again. Like the pockets of air in plane rides, they would go away and let her live, but they stood there. And now she heard that there was not a sound in the room. All the humming had ceased. It was so quiet, she could discern rhythmic breathing, the breathing of all those in the room. She moved back ever so slightly and felt Hatem's jacket along her back and her fingers still biting into her flesh. But in this deadly silence, that feeling was her rock, her contact with the world of only a minute before. She forced herself to look some more, as she had forced herself many times to read or sleep on planes in air pockets or with leaking oil. There were more of them, all with guns and standard evening clothes. They were mostly young, except for one gray-haired, dark-skinned man, a small man who looked frail and sickly and yet most determined. Somehow it struck Ilona that she had seen him somewhere before, but where, she was not sure. He hadn't worn a business suit then. To that, she could have sworn.
No one moves. Not until we say so. You're covered on all sides. Get slowly around the table and sit down on the floor.